Well, once again, I'm here at the 2013 First in the Field, which is New Holland Agriculture's opportunity to bring the media out to kind of see firsthand the new equipment that they're going to be launching to the public real soon. Seth Doman is in front of me, and he's going to talk a little bit about disc vine and the center pivot disc and what the mower conditioners can provide to producers and customers across the country. First of all, Seth, tell us a little bit about what sets your disc vines apart and what additions you've brought to the table for 2014.
Thanks, Jamie. So one of the main things that I would say that's different about our disc vine versus other manufacturers is specific that we know how to cut hay. And we've been in the disc vine business for over 30 years now, since 1984. So we're coming up on our 30-year anniversary for being in the disc vine business. And we're really excited about this year specifically because we're unveiling two brand new disc vine models, the disc vine 313 and the disc vine 316. Those two new models provide innovation and the ability for the producer and operator to cut through his field faster, allow him to achieve better hay quality, and also allows him basically to get done just a little bit quicker than a lot of those other machines that are out there. So the disc vine, new for this year, we've added the MoMax 2 cutter bar. And what we call MoMax basically is in describing the modules that are in the cutter bar itself. So we have individual sealed modules that are not connected to any of the other modules that are underneath the machine. They have their own oil system, their own oil reservoir, so they're completely separate from each of the other modules that are in that cutter bar itself. The back portion of that cutter bar has been improved. The MoMax 2 cutter bar has upgraded bearings, gears, input shaft. The rock guards are bigger, so combine that with our Shock Pro hub drive protection system, and you really have an excellent cutter bar. But at the end of the day, we all know that when you cut your crop, you have to also condition it. And that's the other part of what's new with the disc vine series for 2014, and that's the wide dry conditioning system. So what we've done is we have taken our current rolls. So we offer rubber, steel, and leaning edge flails as conditioning systems, and we have taken that conditioning module, moved it from 102 inches to 125 inches wide, which basically allows the crop a very clear and concise path from being cut to being conditioned and then obviously being out or windrowed out the back of the machine. So having that clear and concise path for the crop to flow is very, very important, because when you're trying to condition all 13 or 16 foot 3 inches of what you're cutting, very, very important that your crop is getting conditioned appropriately. So we've improved it by 125 inches, gives us the best cut to conditioning ratio in the industry. Some other things that we've done, we have a brand new biomass kit available. It gives the operator the ability to cut some of those biomass crops like miscanthus or cane with a push bar out front. It gives them the extra high skid shoes so that he can cut at that desired 4 to 7 inch height range. And some of these things are really innovative. We haven't ever had anything like that before, and we're really excited about it. Along with that comes a 1-year warranty on the base machine and 3-year warranty on the MoMax 2 cutter bar.
Well, you know, I know that you've had the dealers out here and they've been able to get in this equipment and to try it out. And I know that the feedback's got to have been positive. But tell me a little bit about what has led to these decision changes in the line, and has it been customer feedback, dealer feedback? Where have your research come from?
Sure. So I can tell you without a shadow of a doubt that our customers and our dealers we're generally pretty happy with the H7000 series units. And we came with this new disc bind series. We're innovative. We're trying to, we're considered to be that smart leader in agriculture, specifically in hay and forage. We've been a leader for many, many years. On back at the start of the hay bind revolution. And that innovation, we continue to drive home with our engineering and our platform folks, and they came up with this new design on the disc bind. And I can tell you, it is proven technology. We have over 5,000 hours on our disc bind. We call them pre-built or engineering machines, kind of test machines. Those 5,000 hours have been over the past 2 years, and we now know that this machine is ready for any challenge that a customer or producer is going to bring to it. We're really excited about it. We can't wait to unveil it. We can't wait for that first customer to decide to buy his first disc bind machine that we sell in North America.
Well, you said the unveiling. When can producers across the country take one of these home?
Yep. So right now we have the first quarter of 2014 is going to be when these machines start going down the production line in New Holland, Pennsylvania. And the good thing about that is if they want to buy a machine or pre-sell or pre-order their machine, they can do so today at their local New Holland dealer. There's a pre-sell program going on right now that they can order, configure, and put their name on the very first disc bind that's going to be sold here in North America.
Well, thanks, Seth. Once again, talking with Seth Dolman here at New Holland's First in a Field media event, and he's been talking with us about the new changes and additions and a new disc bind series that you guys can see on your show, so to speak, later this year. Once again, Jamie Johansson.